This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian police are arresting protesters demanding the release of top Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny at demonstrations in the country's east. Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent and durable foe. He was arrested on January 17th when he returned to Moscow from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a severe nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Authorities say his stay in Germany violated terms of a suspended sentence and a criminal conviction in a case that Navalny says was illegitimate. Activists say at least 48 people were detained in cities. Thousands of Hong Kong residents are locked down in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening coronavirus outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November, and over 4,300 cases in the last 2 months have made up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus infections in a working-class neighborhood with old buildings and subdivided flats made up about half of the city's new cases in the past week. Sewage testing in the area picked up traces of the COVID-19 virus, prompting concerns that poorly built plumbing systems and a lack of ventilations in subdivided units may be a possible path for the virus to spread. And baseball fans and historians are honoring former home run king Hank Aaron, who died at the age of 76. The Baseball Hall of Famer passed away in his sleep. Hammering Hank set a wide array of records during a 23-year career, spent mostly with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves. For more on these, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making world news today. The top U.S. intelligence officer for North Korea has warned the country sees diplomacy only as a means to advance its nuclear weapons development, even as the new Biden administration says it will look for ways to bring Pyongyang back to talks. President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said the new administration planned a full review of the U.S. approach to North Korea to look at ways to increase pressure on it to return to the negotiating table. In a landmark verdict in one of the mining world's most high-profile legal cases, a Swiss criminal court found Israeli businessman Benny Steinmeitz guilty of corruption and forgery and sentenced him to 5 years in jail with a sizable fine. The ruling after a two-week trial is a blow for Steinmetz, a diamond trader whose pursuit of the world's richest untapped deposits of iron ore put him at the center of a battle that has triggered probes and litigation around the world. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is saying that the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality, although he said evidence showed that both vaccines being used in the country are effective against it. Johnston said the impact of the new variant, which is already known to be more transmissible, was putting the health service under intense pressure. The U.S. State Department has initiated a review of the terrorist designation of Yemen's Houthi movement and is working as fast as it can to conclude the process and make a determination, a State Department spokesman said. President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said earlier this week that Washington would take a look at the designation, which UN officials and aid groups fear is complicating efforts to combat the world's largest humanitarian crisis. And the Italian data privacy watchdog has ordered video app TikTok to block the accounts of any users in Italy whose age it could not verify following the death of a 10-year-old girl who had been using the Chinese-owned app. In a statement, the regulator said that although TikTok had committed to ban registration for children aged under 13, it was nonetheless easy to circumvent this rule. For more on these and other stories making headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.